All right. We're here right now with candidate for mayor this year, Glenn Gardner. Glenn, thanks for coming in this morning.
Very good. Thank you for letting me have the opportunity to address the community.
Yeah, so we're running through a series of five questions with all the candidates for mayor this year for Sandpoint. And the first question that we wanted to ask you was, you know, what has made you decide to run for mayor this time around?
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. I think the main reason, and probably for the past five, has been that I run for mayor because I'd like to give back. I think one of the things that this community has been very good to me, so I have come back home after going to school, and I'd like to give back to the community that gave to me. I've been very fortunate to work with the council over the past five terms, or it's been five terms, but a great council that allowed us to do very many good projects for the community of Sandpoint, and I just like to hit on a couple of those because I think that's important to show, you know, why I run for mayor. A few over the past few years have been the clinic for number one. We've kind of brought our medical into the new age. Mm-hmm. We got telemedicine and everything. We built that community clinic with, you know, $0 from the city. It was all built on grants, which was a good thing. Another thing for the fishermen, as you know, this industry town is fishing, totally based on fishing. We built some warehouses down in the harbor, which has mm-hmm. been very instrumental for helping the fishermen work on nets and whatnot. And the other thing is, another big one is the paving projects. As you know, our community is completely pretty much paved now, and it saves on vehicles. It helps out in every respect. So those are a couple things that working with the council, I think we've done a lot of good things. So that's kind of one of the reasons that I run for mayor.
With that in mind, you know, you run for mayor, you said that because you care and you want to give back, but there's also obviously, you know, Sandpoint's a wonderful city. You gave a lot of great examples of what makes it a great place. But right now, as a candidate for mayor, what would you say is Sandpoint's biggest need that you would like to address coming into the next 3 years?
I think there's, again, now are you saying the one, there's a few, of course. Yeah. And I think, again, going back to our fishing industry, one of our biggest needs is involvement, you know, in our fisheries. So it may be political, it could be on every level, but we always, every 3 years we're hit, they want to take from our fisheries. Mm-hmm. I think the city, the boroughs, the community all need to stand behind our fisheries, and that's why we're here, is because of the fishing. Mm-hmm. That is a big need. Another one is public safety, and another way to address that, as we know, we do have issues in the community, but I think we need a little better community involvement. We need civil engagement. We need people to all come together so we can tackle some of these issues, as one of them is the drug problem in the community. Mm-hmm. And I think we all need to get together and to beat this.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Now, as mayor, how would you help? You're talking about a lot of things that have, you know, the future in mind, but what would you do to help prepare Sandpoint for the future? We've seen, you know, we are a fishing community, and we've all seen the volatility of the fishing industry. What would you do to help Sandpoint as it moves forward in, you know, into the 21st century?
Well, first and foremost, again, talking about our basically one industry town is monies. We need to have a sustainable fisheries. We need to have budgets that are taken care of so that we don't go beyond those and we don't spend all the money. And we need to make sure that that happens. We have a tax base that's set up to help the communities. But if we don't have a fishery, we're not going to have taxes to take care of these. So we need to make sure that we have a budget that we stand true to, not to go over anything like that. Talking with the future, I think another big thing that the city needs to, and we are working on it a bit, is broadband. We need to get up on a level with everybody else in the world, and it's hard. We're way out here in the boonies, as we say, on an island, but we need to bring the community into this century, and we'd be nice to get broadband out here, and Andy's working on that with, I know it's a long battle, but it's starting to happen in certain places. Maybe we can piggyback off of some of these communities like Dutch Harbor or something and bring it back that way. But I think we need to bring broadband back into this community so we could move forward, and that'll help out with everything in the future.
Absolutely. So we talked about the needs in Sandpoint right now, but I think an important thing for leaders is to have a positive outlook, you know, and we see this oftentimes with politics. It's easy to kind of gravitate towards needs or problems, but, you know, Sandpoint is a wonderful place. And what do you see as Sandpoint's biggest strength?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's our community. It's our people. Mm. That's our biggest strength. They're hardworking. They're very diverse. They're progressive. I mean, take a look at our harbor. You can see that we are very hardworking people. They're very state-of-the-art fishing vessels down there. And I think first and foremost, it's our community. That's our biggest strength. Our second strength is natural resources. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the fisheries. So I think those are our biggest strengths, and we need to make sure that they're taken care of. That goes back to the previous question of taking care of working with the state and making sure we're represented at these meetings that talk about our fisheries. Mm. So, again, I think our people are our biggest strength, and right behind it is our natural resources.
Mm. So this is kind of a playoff of, and similar to the second question about the greatest need in Sandpoint, but it kind of comes at this from a different angle. And, you know, that is, what do you see as the biggest issue that's not getting enough attention in Sandpoint? Because we know everyone's can see the opioid issues, public safety, all these things get a lot of discussion, but there's a lot of things that maybe aren't getting the necessary attention. What would you see as the biggest need that isn't getting the attention it deserves?
Well, right now, you said it. It's the drug issue, the substance abuse that's happening in these communities. We need to make sure that there's education prior to this so we don't have the people falling into those issues again. But the drug issue is it's terrible, and it's not just Sandpoint. It's every city in the United States. We need to stay on top of that. We need to work with our region. We need to work with other communities. We need to work with the state. I mean, they passed a bill that's really hurt us in this community and every community within the state. People get a slap on the hand when they're arrested and off they go. I mean, there's no consequences for their actions. So we need to work with the state, region, everybody. It's not like we're not trying, mm-hmm. but we definitely have a huge problem there with the drug. But it's a work in progress. We need to address all these people down in Juneau and whatnot. And I've been around for a while. I know a lot of people, and that pays off and helps, too, to have working relationships with these people that are in places that can help us. But right now, we're having some trouble with the state on that level, and I think we need to address those.
Very good. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share, just that aren't addressed with these questions, but just what you want the people to know going ahead to the election in October?
Sure. Well, first, again, thank you for letting me have this opportunity, and make sure everybody gets out and vote. That's the important part. I mean, speak your piece and get your vote out there. But I think this community, we need healthy outlets. As everyone knows, I'm sure in the community right now, we had the basketball camps. Those are good things for our youth. We'd like to see those things happen more. Let's keep open gym, make sure that these kids have a place to go. The Boys and Girls Club, I think, is, I'm not sure if it's up and running, but we need to make sure programs like that and our rec room over here across the street, that these are open for our children to have places to go and do things. It's really important that we have these programs, and our youth is our future. Mm. So I just like to end with that. We need to take care of those things in our community and have a lot of healthy outlets for our children. So to move forward. So, but again, I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you again for the opportunity to speak to the community.
Absolutely. And that is candidate for mayor, Glenn Gardner. Elections are October the 3rd, so make sure you get out there and vote.